All right, fellas, Big Mike coming at you live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show, MaxCity.com. It is approximately 5 in the morning. Haven't been able to sleep. Having an insomnia attack, man. So I'm trying to preoccupy my time, do something constructive. So this actually will make the second time I've actually tried to piece together this joint for my man Kenji Zakora. The other time I tried to do it, man, you know, I typically gotta be in the mood to do these joints, man, shit. But due to the fact that my health issues have been low-key kicking me in my ass, I've been running on E, running on empty, man. So, fellas, please forgive me if I come at y'all on some low-energy shit from time to time. This might be one of them. Hopefully, I'll pick it up and deliver a halfway coherent show. Man, definitely tired. So, but the show must go on. The show definitely must go on. So my man Kenji writes, "What's good, Mac? I listened to your Blueprint to Trekking episode recently. Thought it was dope, but I wanted to see if you could go more in depth with the start process of trekking from scratch without being a photographer. Could you make a Trekking 101 podcast episode detailing the following? 1. Start from scratch with where to find women for trekking. 2. What type of women are more accepting of being down with the Fair Exchange Program, aka trekking? 3. How to approach younger women, 18-23, specifically for trekking. 4. Is a more direct approach or indirect approach better for trekking? Let me know if you're interested in the money range I can give you to post it. Thanks." Okay. All right. Well, first of all, Kenji, don't concern yourself, man, with you know, adding any extra ends for me to answer these questions, man. You know what I mean? Shit. The pleasure's gonna be all mine. For cats to have inquiries or questions about anything, you know, I ain't trying to bleed y'all dry, man. You know what I mean? Just y'all being patrons is good enough. So whenever y'all have any sort of questions, whenever any of y'all want to have me speak on a particular issue or topic or whatever, shoot it past me, man. You know what I mean? And if I got the energy and I got the time, I'm going to go ahead and do it. But of course, you know, you adding a little something to the pot ain't going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Be a fool to pass up some money. But yet still, yo, that's not really necessary, man, for real. Okay, let me see. Let's go through this again. What's good, Mac? I listened to your Blueprint to Trekking episode recently. Thought it was dope, but I wanted to see if you could go more in depth with the start process of trekking from scratch without being a photographer. All right. First issue right here. I'm never going to come on here and act like I'm an authority on something when I'm not. I'm never really going to get on here and speak on something unless I have intimate knowledge of it. Whenever I speak of this trick game or this tricking or whatever, I did it a certain way. I found strategies, tactics, and techniques that just kept me in the game, kept me flowing with broads, okay? And that was through the photographer hustle, all right? So me speaking on anything other than that, because I've never actually done cold approaches with just females I don't know, as far as the tricking. Like, I just don't go up to females that I may see on the street and be like, hey, let me buy some of that ass. I don't do that. You got to know yourself, man. You got to know what kind of tools you're working with. You got to know your limitations, and you got to know where you excel as far as dealing with women. And I've never been the type of dude that, you know, females will look at right off the grip and be like, ooh, I got to get with him. You know what I mean? So I have to take the approach where I'm pretty sure y'all have heard of the frog in the pot analogy. How you throw a frog in a boiling pot of water and the frog immediately notices that, ooh, the water is hot, and they jump out. Or if you put the frog in a pot of lukewarm water, then you slowly, gradually turn up the heat, and the frog will stay in that pot and get boiled because it doesn't really perceive the temperature change. Allegedly, this is how it goes. So, Kenji, I'm not going to be much help outside of the photography angle. Okay, and I'm gonna go into depth about why that is in a minute, man. Once again, Kenji writes, could you make a Trickin' 101 podcast episode detailing the following? Start from scratch with where to find the women for tricking. Okay, this is very important. If you're going to go hunting or if you're going to go fishing, you got to have the right area. You got to have the right bait. You can't go hunting in a hunting ground that has no prey, that has no game. And that's what the photography angle was for. The photography was to corral a whole bunch of attention-seeking women so that I could have my pick, so I could pick them off like a sniper. Once again, it don't have to be photography, but you got to figure out a way to get access to the broads and get access to a lot of them. And the photography angle is designed perfectly for that. Once again, I reiterate, I've never done cold approaches on females out there in the streets and was just like, hey, let me buy some ass. I've done cold approaches with females as far as them wanting to put in work on a model angle. I've had no problems doing that, meaning I'll see a female and be like, oh man, she looked tight. She's a good candidate for this tricking, but I don't approach her with the tricking. I approach her with the photography. Be like, I'm a photographer. I like the way you look. You know, I also do some video. It is adult entertainment. Here's my card. Give me a ring. Once again, put the frog in the pot and slowly turn up the heat. You just don't throw the frog in the boiling pot of water and expect the frog not to jump out. Now, once again, this is all designed for or tailor-made to your particular set of personality skills. If you are the type of cat where females just faint and fawn all over you, then you can do a cold approach on a female about anything. And the odds her reciprocating and bowing down and just doing what you want her to do are astronomically good compared to, like, if I was to try and do it. I have to know my limitations. I have to know what I'm good at. And I have to be in tune with my own energy. So I've done cold approaches with females on the business angle as far as photography, as far as them putting in photograph work, video work. But I've never actually came at any female that I don't know and be like, hey, can I buy some ass? I've never done that. So starting from scratch with where to find women for tricking, I've set up a system with the photo angle. Now, the way that you can kind of get around this, depending on who you are and how social you are, how big your social circles are, get at the friends of the females that you're cool with. Get you a lot of female friends, a lot of female partners, and mess with they satellite friends, man. You know what I mean? I don't recommend that you do any of the tricking with any of the females that you work with. That's just a disaster waiting to happen. All these things must be set apart from your job, especially in today's climate. Some guys say, you know, you can go to the grocery store, go to Walmart, and you can feel females out there. And in theory, that sounds good. But once again, I've never actually come up on any female in the grocery store or in Walmart by saying, hey, let me go ahead and buy some of that ass. I've just never done it that way. Walked up to many and said, hey, give me a ring, give me a call. You know, I think you might fit in well with what I'm doing on this photograph tip, on this video tip. I've done it that way. I ease them into the game real slow like. So Kenji, I am sorry. I don't have more info on that. Because once again, I have not actually done it any other way. I found out what works for me. I found out the best strategy in doing this. And that was through the photography game, man. And of course, through doing the photography, that widens up your social circle. Because all sorts of females are going to know you. And all sorts of females are going to want to bring their other female friends around you. So the trick here, the key is just to have as many, is to just have as much access to females as possible, man. It's just simple mathematics. The more access you have to females, the more likely you're going to find you a couple of good winners in that social circle. So starting from scratch, where to find these women for tricking. Of course, I could say shit like, you know, go to the hood, go to impoverished areas. But even if you do that, man, that's still dangerous. That's still some danger zone shit. I damn sure don't recommend that you be somewhere in some of the worst projects in the United States, and then you come out the box just insulting the bitch and be like, hey, let me buy some ass. Especially if you're not the kind of cat that's really cut like that, man. You find yourself getting shot, beat up, and robbed. You know what I mean? So, starting from scratch with where to find women for tricking, the next best thing is just concentrate on the friends of the females that you're already cool with. Or with family members. If you got a sister, if you got some nieces, if you got some cousins that got some badass bitches on their squad and on their team, then I recommend that. That is, unless you do have some sort of problem with your family members knowing that you a trick. So you probably don't want to do that. You know, because there is a stigma attached to the tricking. So for you to get at your sister's friends or your cousin's friends or your auntie's friends, that may be problematic for you. It's never been a problem for me because I've never really gave a fuck. So the next best thing to starting this thing up, getting at these chicks on some business, on some photography, on some video shit, just find you a whole lot of satellite friends of the women that's already in your life. That's the best way. Because you already come vouched for. You know what I mean? They're already somewhat comfortable with you. Then Kenji writes, number two, what type of women are more accepting of being down with the Fair Exchange Program, aka tricking? This should be a no-brainer. This is obvious. Females that's on that paper chase, man. Females that got bills, and they all got bills. Females that are broke. The broker, the better. Shit. Let's not play games here. I mean, it's in a woman's nature to seek comfort. It's in her nature to seek resources. And when she look at you, she got to see comfort and resources. That is, if you're playing a trick game. If this is an insult to you, then you shouldn't be in this thing tricking. Because it is what it is. These females, they on a paper chase. They're trying to get shit done. They're trying to live their best life. And if you can't provide that, then you don't really serve too much a purpose for this chick, man. So yeah, two should be a no-brainer. I mean, pretty much all women are susceptible, or they are hardwired to accept the tricking. The only difference between each woman is to what degree. I mean, you got some females that say, oh, hell no, I'd never do that, or I'd never accept any sort of compensation for sex. They're lying. The only thing that differentiates her from another is just scale and degree. You got one female where you could go ahead and buy her a bucket of KFC chicken and she'll give it up. And then you got another female, man, where shit, you got to promise to buy her a Maserati to give it up. You know what I mean? They all see intrinsic value in their sex and in their body parts. And they barter that, and they often exchange it for goods and services. So pretty much every woman, as far as I'm concerned, is open to it. Some want to do it in a more civilized manner, and they call that marriage. And then some opt to do it in the most gutter grimy fashion, which is flat back hoeing in the streets. One's more direct, the other is more so indirect. But every woman is open to it. It's just your job to figure out to what degree and to what scale. Your issue is you just got to figure out to which degree and to which scale this female is willing to give up the goods for whatever you offering. Is she going to charge you an exorbitant amount? Or is she going to be one of these KFC bucket of chicken broads? That's your main issue and dilemma right there. You just got to figure out just how expensive she is. That's all, man. Because they all hardwired to do it. How to approach younger women. Kenji writes with number 3. How to approach younger women. 18 to 23. The younger women are much easier to deal with. And I say that because younger women are a lot more, well, we could say they're a little bit more naive than older women. Older women have a lot more baggage. But the sense of adventure with a younger woman is still there. So if you're dealing with an older woman, of course, she's going to be more seasoned. She's going to know the ins and outs of the relationship game, the tricks and traps that a man might use to try and manipulate her. When you're dealing with a younger woman, 18 to 23, I mean, she already thinks that she has the world in the palm of her hand because she's hot. She's cute. Or at least she's supposed to be. So she thinks that everything is everything. She thinks the world revolves around her. She's not thinking that somehow, some way that she's getting the short end of the stick. Now, when you do this, you're not trying to take advantage of the female, man. I mean, you're pretty much stepping to her on the fair exchange program. Fair exchange is no robbery. But when you're dealing with a younger female, her sense of adventure is there. She pretty much feels she's bulletproof. So she's going to take a lot of risks. She's going to do a lot of dangerous, risky, buck wild behaviors that an older woman just won't do. So she's more apt to follow up on the tricking lifestyle. Because the younger you are, the more reckless you are. You know what I mean? And females are already pretty much living for the present. They're not concerned with the future for the most part. Everything revolves around what are they getting now. And this is especially true when they're young. A young chick is like, ooh, I need that Gucci bag. How can I get that Gucci bag? I need that Gucci bag. And she's not really concerned about how she's going to get it. All she knows is that she wants it. And if you could provide a way for her to get the Gucci bag, she's not concerned with how she looks or how she feels exchanging sexual favors for the Gucci bag. Now, later on down the line in life, maybe, quite possibly, she may have sour grapes. She may feel bitter about the things that she did when she was younger to get whatever the fuck she needed at that particular time, because that's typically how it works with women. They do all sorts of crazy ass reckless behaviors, but then about 10, 15 years down the road, instead of them blaming themselves for their actions, they're going to blame you. Hence the reason why you see this thing that we call the Me Too movement, when you got a lot of bitter ass broads, bitter ass bitches coming back, and their conscience is fucking with them because of the things that they did when they were younger. Instead of just being a woman about the shit and being like, oh well, you know, that's something that I did when I was young and naive and I didn't know any better. They're going to put it all on you. So how to approach younger women? Once again, I've never done any cold approaches pertaining to that. But what I have done, and this is irregardless of age, actually, a lot of times, you know how females, they will hint and they'll be like, ooh, I'm fucked up. My phone about to get cut off. Or, ooh, I'm fucked up. I'm short on this bill. You know, they'll hint shit. They won't necessarily ask you. But if they perceive that you some sort of a sucker, or at least in their mind's eye, they think that they can get something out of you, they'll drop little hints around you. They'll drop breadcrumbs, you know what I mean? In hopes that you'll sniff it out and that you'll volunteer your services and shit. So once again, I've done this, and this is irregardless of age. You know, when a female is around me and she's hinting that she needs some financial support, that she needs a sponsor, you can fire back at them in a jovial, joking way. Well, shit, we could work something out. Huh? What? You heard me. We could work something out. What that mean? And then you can go ahead and hit them with the hammer. Be like, shit, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So then you start hinting. And you start dropping your breadcrumbs. Let her know what time it is and shit. I've actually came up on females doing that. But that's not really what you would call a cold approach. Because, you know, she made the first move. She's the one that seen me blessing other broads. Typically, females just can't sit back and watch the next bitch get over. A female can't just sit back and just watch the next bitch come up. You know what I mean? She got to get a piece of that action, too. And that's all by design. That's, you know, one of them tricks I use. I shower one bitch with a whole lot of love, a lot of accolades, a lot of support. And I make sure all the satellite females that's in her life sees that. And then guess what they do? Instead of them just coming out and saying, Big Mike, I need a sponsor, they'll wait till just me and her around, and then she'll drop the breadcrumbs. Oh man, I'm fucked up. My phone about to get cut off. And what I typically do, I typically ignore it. Then I go back to fucking with the broad that's already on the team and already on the squad. But I typically never respond just right off the jump, right off the grip, man. You know, I let them sweat it out and shit. And then a week or two will go by. And like I said, I'm always making sure that the next female sees me treating my main breezies with the utmost respect. Making sure they tight. Making sure their life is all right. And then about the third or fourth time where they drop a hint or whatever, you know, then I hit them with the hammer and be like, shit, well, we could work something out. We could work something out. Shit. What you mean? You know what I mean. Shit. Don't act like you don't know. Mm-hmm. And then this will actually lead me to number four. Is a more direct approach or indirect approach better for tricking? Remember, I've always said, man, that relationships are dynamic. They're not static, man. And it really all depends on you and the female. It really does. I'm never going to sit here and make a blanket statement and say that the direct approach is the best or the indirect approach is the best. Sometimes you got to be subtle and smooth with your shit, man. Now, the direct approach, of course, is best if you're just not trying to waste any sort of time. You're just trying to find females who are down for whatever, and you don't have no time for no monkey business and no bullshit. The direct approach is always the best. Because remember what the direct approach is really all about. It's all about you not wasting any time and not being manipulated. If you're real direct and to the point with a woman, she can't manipulate you. You know what it is, and she knows what it is. If you're being sort of vague and ambiguous about what you want, that's going to leave wiggle room for her to try and play games with you, man. And of course, the best person to really study up under to really flesh out the ins and outs of the direct versus indirect approach would be my man Alan Roger Curry and shit. That's why that man is the truth. His system is the truth, man. But I feel that there are times that a more smooth, more cloak and dagger approach is best. A lot of times, man, you know, you got some, you got some action on the hook, man, but you don't want to scare the bitch off. You know what I mean? Some females, I mean, they get intimidated with a brother that just come right out the box on their ass like that, man. Remember, the main thing that you want a female to be is you want her to be comfortable around you. You want her to surrender and let her guard down. So just coming right out the box on a broad and be like, hey, let me buy that ass. You know what I mean? That's like a jolt to their system. They're like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Now, this won't be an issue. This won't be a problem if you a super sexy nigga. And I would have to ask you, if you a super sexy nigga, why you buying ass in the first place? You know what I mean? So evidently, the direct approach probably shouldn't be used by individuals such as I, because I'm not a super sexy nigga. I'm Mr. Dependable, Mr. Reliable. I'm the nigga that they call when their life is in shambles. When that nigga who they feel they should be with, the super sexy nigga, when he leaves them crying in a corner in a trash heap of their life and they need a Mr. Fix It, once again, you have to divest yourself of this ego, man. You got to get rid of that ego. You got to find a niche and you got to play your position, man. Now, in the event that that's too insulting for you, then this ain't the game for you. But I've kept my life well stocked, full of action. No, there ain't no love in the forecast. No, no loving, no caring, none of that shit. But I have zero problems getting some sex. Zero. And believe it or not, it's enjoyable. They enjoy it and I enjoy it. So let me go back to number one, man, just to so-called wrap it up. Number one, start from scratch with where to find women for the tricking. If you don't feel like doing the photography angle, remember, it's all about social circles, man. The females that's in your life, family members that's in your life, you can go ahead and deal with her friends or the people that she knows. Or you could use this computer, man. You could use Facebook. You could use YouTube. You could use Black People Meet. You could use Online Booty Call. I mean, those are the best places right there to find females that's down for your program. And you don't have to worry about rejection. I mean, they may reject you, but at least it's not in your face rejection. You know what I mean? There's a lot of females out there that are down for that action. And they're specifically online to do that kind of shit. So if you don't want to do the photography angle, if messing with your cousins or your sisters or your aunt's friends a little too close to home, then get your ass online and cast your line online. Black People Meet, Online Booty Call, Facebook. Get into these forums, man. Start inboxing broads, man. Let them know what time it is. Now, oddly enough, I have never, ever came up on no tricking via social media. I've never done it because I never had to. Because I'm pretty much in your face with the shit. You know what I mean? And I've always been well stocked full of chicks through the photography game. Because everyone just kept bringing me women. You know what I mean? It got to the point where I would just be like, all right, no more. Stop it. Stop bringing these bitches around me, man. Okay? I mean, the system worked so well that it got to be a problem. Like, I don't have enough money to fuck with all y'all. I really don't. So right about now, probably the best place to really do it would be online, man. Because you can cast a wide net to try and catch as many females as possible. I mean, just think about it, man. If you're doing it in real life, I mean, you might have to go up to one or two or three females at a pop, you know, a day or whatever. That is, if your ego can take the rejection. Or you can get your ass online, get yourself into a Facebook group, or get on one of these online booty call joints, man, and just hit 50 to 100 women with emails. Bam! And then sit back and wait. What type of women are more accepting of being down with the Fair Exchange program, aka tricking? All women are open to it. Your problem is trying to figure out just how much they want for their services. But of course, the further down the line she is economically, the more poor she is, the more broke she is, the cheaper you can get her. So in order to control my spending, I've always shot for the hood chick. The hood chick that has no problem giving it up for a bag of weed and some Happy Meals. Sounds fucked up, but it is what it is. Shit. I'll be goddamn if I give a broad like $300-$400 for some ass. It ain't that deep. Hell no. Here, you could take this 50, or what Tony would say, 75. We call it a day. And then when we get into the boyfriend girlfriend experience type shit, if she shows that she's a good chick, then I start treating her special. You know what I mean? Then I'll treat her with a little bit more love and a little bit more dignity. But the bitch gotta earn it, man. I mean, there's a reason why they stick around. They're not sticking around because I play them cheap. How to approach younger women, which is number 3. Once again, I don't do cold approaches, but I found that a more playful type, vague approach, in my instance, has worked just fine. Once again, but this was after the female has shown me interest. If I'm always around her and she's hinting that she needs certain things or she needs certain things paid for, then I hit her with the shit. You know, we can work something out. We can have an arrangement. Shit. What that mean? Don't play. You know what I mean. Then I go ahead and give her the sales pitch right there. You know what I mean? And number 4 is a more direct approach or indirect approach better for tricking. Once again, this is a dynamic question. All depends on what you want out the deal. All depends on her. All depends on you. All depends on the environment. The direct approach is always best if you don't want to waste time. If you're looking at her and you're like, shit, man, you know, you want what you want. And you don't want no wiggle room for her to play games with you and try and manipulate you. The direct approach is always better. But in certain instances, if you got a chick that's on the line, if you got her and she's on the hook, and you feel that she's almost ready to cross the Rubicon, man, she's about ready to just surrender to you and give you the keys to the kingdom, last thing you want to do is scare the bitch off. So sometimes a more subtle approach is best, is more prudent. Because let's just be honest, fellas, a lot of us just don't have that star power to go ahead just be in a bitch face and be so bold with it. So that's really all I got to say about that. So Kenji, I devised a system and a way for me to come up. It was a never ending machine of just nonstop broads coming through. You know what I mean? I found a way to build a better mousetrap. That's what I did. Now what y'all choose to do, that's up to y'all. Y'all gotta figure out this stuff through trial and error to see what works for you. The main issue these days is really just access to women, man. You gotta figure out a way to cast a wide net in order to get at these broads, man. And the photography game was exactly what I used. Since a lot of y'all don't want to do that, the best way for y'all to do it, more than likely, will just get online and join a lot of these hookup sites. That's probably the best way to do it right about now, if you don't want to go the route that I went. All women are down for the program as far as tricking and hoeing. Don't let none of them tell you any different. Only difference is the degree and scale. One female's cool with $20. Another one is, she ain't moving unless you give her two stacks. Now you got to figure out how you gonna barter her down or make it so that it's economically feasible to even fuck with her. You know what I mean? So yep, that's about it, man. Appreciate you chiming in, Kenji, man. Hope that some of this was helpful. Next on the let me see here. My boy Tony Snow. Tony Snow hit me up. Let me see here what Tony say. Okay. We got my man Tony Snow chiming in. I'm just going to read off what Tony said right quick. I'm not going to go into that right now. Probably next couple of days I will. But Tony Snow asks, you and Tony need to hop on these stories. They coming for rapper T.I. and his wife Tiny with the sex trafficking thing. And y'all should do one about that Jaguar Wright. Her family and ex-husband just did a surviving Jaguar Wright interview exposing that hoe as a liar. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and look into these topics, Tony. You know, I typically don't get into a lot of current events, but hey, any of you brothers out there want to hear my opinion on something, you know, holler at me and I'll do my best to go ahead and spit on it. I don't know if Tony, my boy Fuchsius, nigga Fuchsius Magneto's, if he's going to have time to fuck with it. He was supposed to get back with me, shit, about a couple weeks ago on some shows and he never got back with me. So he may not be available. So it may just have to be a solo joint, man. So, okay. With that being said, look out for that, Tony. I ain't forgot you, man. I see the message that you sent. And I'm going to be on the case. And hopefully I can get Tony to jump on here with me as well. So, all right. Big Mike, All Might, Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct. Max City Limits Radio Show. MaxCity.com. And I'm out.